McClellan dodges questions on McClellan resignation. This is on News. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Washington, D.C. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan was vague today about his supposed resignation. In the daily press briefing, he was grilled about his resignation statement from earlier in the morning. Quote, "This administration has a policy of not commenting on personal issues," he said. Asked about President Bush's statement that, quote, "Scott McClellan has resigned," the secretary answered, "I will let the president speak for himself on this issue. What's important is that the administration is moving forward on issues important to the American people. The economy is booming, and we are making good progress on the war in Iraq." When reporters pressed him on his plans after he leaves, McClellan responded, quote, "You're getting into hypotheticals. I will not comment on future events." No replacement for McClellan has yet been named, although speculation centers on former Iraqi Information Minister Mohammed al-Saif. Pundits say he's, quote, "not quite as good as spinning the truth as McClellan, but it'll have to do." Al-Saif's claim that, quote, "there are no Americans in Baghdad" the day before the city was overtaken was topped only by McClellan's assertion last week that there is no insurgency in Iraq. Rumors that McClellan would resign first started 2 weeks ago, when Bush publicly praised him, saying, "You've done a heck of a job, Scotty." That's Washington, D.C. slang for, "You'll be fired any day now." McClellan has been on the job for close to 3 years, having taken over after previous spokesman Ari Fleischer was literally eaten alive by reporters. Scott himself narrowly escaped the same fate. Damn, that's good coffee. Shortly after Bush's domestic wiretapping program was disclosed. Perhaps the most notable moment in McClellan's career was in March of 2004, when, tired of veteran reporter Helen Thomas nagging questions about the lack of WMDs in Iraq, he challenged her to a duel. His victory greatly increased his reputation, and Thomas took a full year to recover from her grave wounds. He's got quite a shot, kind of weapons expert Vice President Dick Cheney at the time. On a personal note, this news anchor and unused would like to inform the reporter that we not only disagree with what you've said, but that you also shouldn't bother coming into work tomorrow. This is on News. Robert, you fired. Thanks for listening.